Blackstone Audio presents Jane Slayer by Charlotte Bronte and Sherry Browning Irwin. In memory of Kathleen Givens, a generous, witty, and most wonderful friend, gone far too soon. I love you, man. Always. Chapter 1. There was no possibility of continuing my walk that night. We had been wandering, indeed, in the leafless shrubbery an hour after dark, but since Mrs. Reed had picked up a scent. Mrs. Reed, when there was no company, hunted early. I was sent home so the others could stalk their prey. I was glad of it. I never liked long walks, especially on chilly evenings. Dreadful to me was the coming home in the raw midnight, with nipped fingers and toes, and a heart saddened by the death of the poor thing they'd dined on, raw, right in the middle of the wood. Not that I frequently watched as they took their meal. I avoided accompanying them on the hunt as often as I could. In fact, I interfered with their efforts by inadvertently making noises to scare off whatever beast they'd settled on draining for their dinner. Unlike my cousins, my senses didn't sharpen at night. My inability to see in the dark, combined with my natural lack of physical grace, led me to trip over tree roots, branches, fence posts, or even my own 2 feet. Most often, once Mrs. Reed's nostrils flared, to indicate a scent on the air, I ran home alone to face the chidings of Bessie, the nurse, both humbled by my consciousness of my physical inferiority to Eliza, John, and Georgiana Reed, and delighted I didn't share their condition. The said Eliza, John, Georgiana, and their mama had returned, and were now clustered.